Welcome back to episode 75 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today in the podcast, we're going to cover a kind of an esoteric subject or a subject that's not covered much. And what that is basically is my last few episodes have been pretty deep and heavy subjects about discovering the self and self-realization. But it's important that, as in all things, you exercise balance. You know, if you're constantly in this guru mode where you're thinking of, you know, the self-realization and the chakras and, you know, how you're investing your time and thinking of deep meditation, what's going to happen is it becomes routine and it actually begins to turn you off to the thing that first turned you on about the subject. You know, it becomes repetitive. And anything that's repetitive becomes stiff and stale and basically a big turnoff, and it's not going to benefit you. You know, if you eat a sirloin steak every day, at some point you're going to get sick of it because there's no variety and there's no surprises. You know, you have to really, you know, see the full spectrum of everything to really enjoy whatever thing that you're doing, whether it's food or music or whatever. So, you can't exist in that guru mode where, you know, you're on the hilltop with your satin robe and, you know, the sun, you know, shining at a perfect angle against, you know, your background. You can't exist in that way. I mean, you have to kind of cut up sometimes and is what I call it, roll in the mud, you know, and just get dirty and go to sleep in your dirty clothes and wake up and wear them the next day, figuratively speaking. Okay. It's very important to keep that perspective. Years ago, when I was like 20 years old, I hit this mode where I was just like deep into Bob Marley and old Bob Marley, his older stuff. And for about 3 months straight, and I was loving it. It was edifying me and was awesome. You know, just constant Bob Marley. Okay. And it was working. It was good for me. But the next morning I woke up, you know, in that 3 months, one morning I woke up and, you know, the first song I put on, I believe it was Talking Blues. And it kind of cut through me. I'm like, holy shit. So I kind of hit stop. And I didn't listen to Bob Marley for about 2 years after that. I was just overloaded on Bob Marley. I listen to him now. And he's awesome, you know. Probably one of the best musicians ever. One of the best messengers ever. Because he was a prophet. But we'll leave that as it is. Anything is going to become routine. It's going to become rusted. And it's just going to lose its brilliance for you. So you have to be aware that everything within balance and within measure, you know, that's going to benefit you. So basically what you need to do occasionally is just do what I call a reset. And what I mean by a reset is just whatever direction you were going in, you know, listening to, reading, doing or whatever, just do a, you know, 180 degree and go away from that. And I don't mean like if you're a good guy, all of a sudden become a bad, evil person. I don't mean it in that way. But just throw yourself a curveball and just do something different. Eat at a different restaurant, walk down a different street, you know, listen to a different song, read a different book, you know, watch a dumb movie. Like I said, sometimes I like to watch Adult Swim and like the Squidbillies or something like that, which is retarded. But, you know, or Aqua Team Hunger Force, you know, with Master Shake and that kind of shit. I love it. Just because it throws me so far away from what I'm normally doing that I really get, I get actual real enjoyment from listening to it. You know, like what I call it, a curveball. Just something completely different to take you out of your channels of thinking, you know, to give everything a fresh look and like reset your meter, your internal meter. I believe I said it on my last podcast, one of my last couple of podcasts. You know, you should be able to, let's say it's cold, windy, and rainy outside, and literally do this. You should be able to go out on a cold, rainy, windy day, walk around with the cold rain kind of blasting in you. I don't mean a storm, but I mean, you know, just rainy. And you should be able to go out there in that rain with the cold rain kind of brushing into your face, and you should be able to, you know, get enjoyment out of it and feel God's creation, feel really what that is, like this rain, and feel the cold and the wind and say to yourself, you know what, this is beautiful because this is where I am right now in this moment. And this is the flip side of a sunny, warm, 82 degree day with the sun beating down on your shoulder and just a soft, cool breeze brushing against you. This is the flip side of that. And it's going to make you appreciate that even more. But literally, you should, you know, sometimes when I see it start to rain, it's beautiful. The sound of the rain. And I just see it, you know, just whooshing down the street, washing the sidewalk down. The smell of the rain, the feel of the rain, the sound of it. It's beautiful. It's very, very Taoist, you know. It's hard to explain, but it's a very, very Taoist feeling, you know, just to know that that this rain is what's sustaining everything, you know, the life all around us, because without it, we wouldn't be here. And we need to appreciate and understand that that rain is really part of what makes all of this work. So I'm going to kind of indirectly jump off of that and jump onto another subject that I kind of tapped on at the end of my last podcast, and that's Reddit. I know Reddit's been around for a few years, and I can remember a few years back getting on there and getting into some stimulating reading and topics and making comments on stuff and doing some interesting posts and getting some really good positive feedback. And it was a tremendous forum to exchange ideas and thoughts and learn stuff. I'm not sure what's happened to Reddit lately, but I was out, you know, and I'll be honest, I was trying to promote my podcast. I want to get more listeners. I want the podcast to grow, you know, and I feel I have a good message to put out there, and I've gotten some really, really good feedback. As a matter of fact, I got some really good feedback from a listener on Spotify, and the guy gave me a really good compliment, and we resonated really well there. We, you know, so it was those little moments, they enrich me and fulfill me knowing that I'm doing the right thing. Because I know by one person making the comment, that represents a whole lot of other people that share the same feeling, you know. So that was really, really good to see. But I digress. You know, I hopped on Reddit trying to promote the podcast. And I says, you know, listen to episode 72, whatever that episode, Metaphysical Toolbox or whatever. I felt it was a great episode. And I just get a stream of negative comments. Oh, your title is alpha male. How can you do that? Do you beat women? Do you beat your dog? You know, do you walk around with the spiked club and, you know, threaten people on the street randomly running over babies? I mean, I really don't get it. I mean, you know, it's a title, Alpha Male Buddhist. And just kind of like so you can get an understanding of the title, one of the reasons why I picked it, two real reasons really, is that a lot of times when you have the title Buddhist or whatever, people take you for being one of these kind of guru type, you know, well, today on the podcast, we're going to study the three chakras of the fifth element, you know. I'm not about that. And so I don't want to get mistaken for that type of podcast or that type of show or that type of persona, that type of voice. Okay, because that's not me. I am spiritual, but I don't get into it in that way. I just incorporate the Buddhist belief into my system, into my daily life, to my persona, my expression. Now, the flip side is the alpha male, which is kind of like who I am. I am from Brooklyn. I left it when I was 30 years old, so I'm a real Brooklyn dude. I didn't leave Brooklyn when I was 5 years old. I grew up there till 30. And it's part of my persona. I came up kind of rough. And, you know, in the environment that I came up in, you know, you had to stand up and speak for yourself. And I guess you could call that kind of being in an alpha mode. Because if you weren't that way, you were going to get run over and somebody was going to eat your lunch. Literally eat your lunch. So I had no choice. I came up in that environment, you know, poor and underprivileged and, you know, in the ghetto. So in the hood. And that's how I came up. So that's the alpha male part. But both exist within me, you know, that alpha male, and I'm not a tough guy or anything like that. I just came up from a tough upbringing, and that's in my fabric. So, but in addition to that, I also have the Buddhism and the spirituality, as I said. I was into that since I was like 14, 15 years old, reading a lot of philosophy, the Tao Te Ching, and different spiritual books that I bought on Canal Street in Chinatown. Started reading it back then. As I said, I got turned on to it by watching that television show Kung Fu with David Carradine. And there was a monk on there. One of his monks was called Master Po. And Master Po would come out with these profound statements. And I was like, what the hell is this dude talking about? You know, like, you know, just crazy stuff. I mean, it was just amazing. I think one time Grasshopper was walking around outside. And there was this sorcerer that was doing all of these sorcery things. And, you know, people were afraid of him and everything like that. And I guess he killed the guy, the sorcerer, or something like that, you know, with his powers. And Grasshopper, the young Kwai Chang Kane in the show, I guess he was like 10 years old, he said, you know, Master Po, I saw a man who has powers of life and death and all this stuff like that. And, you know, how do you deal with that? It kind of blew him away. So Master Po, you know, said, Grasshopper, go, you know, go to the mirror. And he's like, okay. So Grasshopper was looking in the mirror. And Master Po says, what do you see in the mirror? And he says, I see my reflection. And he says, you know, something about this guy's evil powers and stuff like that. He says, well, what does that mean? How do we reflect it? And he goes, when you're approached with those evil powers, he goes, be the mirror, Grasshopper. Reflect that back to him. In other words, don't even participate or do anything with it. Just reflect that back to the source where it came from. In other words, don't even deal with it. And I guess this guy tried to do all of this stuff to Kwai Chan Kane, and nothing happened, you know? He had a flashback. For those of you that have watched the show, it makes a lot of sense. But that show had a big impression on me from my youth. So, I kind of digress a lot, but I apologize for that. But, you know, it is what it is. So, as I was saying, the name Alpha Male Buddhist, it's kind of like a yin and yang, you know? It's the alpha male and then the Buddhist. It's like the yin and yang, the hot and cold, good and bad, high and low, you know, soft and hard. It's kind of like those two elements combined. So there's a reason for that. I said there was two reasons for it. That and, I guess that is the two reasons. I don't want the title of the show for me to be perceived as just a Buddhist, you know, kind of lukewarm. And there's nothing wrong with Buddhist podcasts, but I mean, those are really things to a large degree I really don't listen to. I can listen to it for a little bit and then I kind of fall asleep. So that and the duality of the name, like the balance of yin and yang of the title, which I kind of like. But anyway, long story short, back to Reddit. I'm on Reddit. And they're just coming at me with these negative comments. They didn't even listen to 1 minute of my podcast, but yet they're making these value judgments on my show just because of the title of my name. And if you have any sense in your brain and you see a title like that, Alpha Male Buddhist or something like that, I mean, I myself would say, hey, let me check this out because there's something to that title. There's something going on there where, you know, let me give it a listen and see what it is, see what it's about, you know. But I guess not everybody thinks that way. And it's funny, what's happening with Reddit, I think, and a lot of social media, is people are just falling in line like sheep, and they're just following the same actions and the same thinking and the same thought processes. And what I'm seeing on Reddit, and from what I could see literally when I was interacting there, it's almost like they're a tight-knit group, and when they see somebody else coming in, I don't know if they're hating because I have a podcast. I don't know what it is really, but, and that's another part of the Reddit that I post to is the Buddhist, the Taoist, and the podcast section. But I don't know if they perceive you as a threat or whatever, but it seems like they all gang up and it's like they think that you're begging for their approval or for their acceptance or for their validation. And I'm not doing any of those things. I'm just trying to promote my podcast, dude. And it seems like it's a big clique of people, and it seems like maybe they're talking behind, I don't want to sound paranoid, but it seems like they're almost talking behind the scenes and like, well, we don't approve of you because you're titled. And I'm like, you know what, I'm not looking for your validation or your approval. I'm just putting this podcast out there. And in some instances, I actually said, please, I don't want you listening to my podcast because if your brain is coming from that direction, I think your feelings might get hurt if you listen to my podcast, so you might have a safe space incident. I don't know. But it's ridiculous. One dude, and I think I mentioned on the last podcast in the closing, one dude made all of these horrendous comments about me and calling me a juggalo. And there ain't nothing wrong with juggalos. If you're a juggalo, hey, that's you, man, you know? If that's what you want to be, fine. As long as you meditate or do something kind of to balance yourself out, but that's cool. But he called me a juggalo and made all of these negative statements. I said, let me take a look. And, you know, on Reddit, there's a way to see the profile. And the guy's birthday was one day. In other words, he literally just... And you could see the history of the comments. That was his first comment. So he created this profile just to get at me, which means that he was probably one of these Reddit guys that didn't want to use his own identity. Because on Reddit, as you know, you could click on the person's name and see all of their comments in the past, unless if they deleted them. But he created this just to get at me. And I was exchanging with him a little bit, and I made a couple of harsh comments to him. You know, I kind of slipped up a little bit there. I kind of got a little negative on him, but I hate bullies, you know? So the guy made all of these comments and I said, dude, you just created this profile just to get at me. And he kind of disappeared and then came back a few minutes later. Oh, I was lurking on my phone on Reddit and now I want to just come out and create a profile. And he's like, I don't even know why people got to lie or carry on like that. It's just retarded. But Yeah, it's sad because it used to be such a great space and a great forum to exchange ideas and everything like that. And now it's become like some political, I don't know, some paradigm that, you know, you come in there and people are just, it seems almost like you're talking to bots, you know, like they're just so negative. So I honestly, sometimes I have fun with it because I'm the kind of person that I kind of like, sometimes like a little drama. You know, I don't shy away from it because I have thick skin. So I'm going to have fun either way. If you're coming at me or whatever the case may be, I don't get offended. Not easily. There's very, very few people that could. There's maybe two or three people in this world that could cut deep and offend me when my feelings are hurt. Other than that, it ain't happening. So yeah, there's a lot of safe space snowflakes on Reddit, and it's just crazy. If you go on Reddit, you'll see my comments. It's Alpha Male Buddhist on Reddit, and it's just funny some of the exchanges that I had with people. It's funny. I did one post on there that it got me like, I don't know, 100 karma points. And an experience that I had mentioned on the podcast in the past. It's just interesting. Yeah, man. So, well, these people on Reddit and these forums in the, maybe not so much in the podcast forum, but in the Buddhist and in the Taoist forum, they proclaim to be spiritual and open-minded and, you know, their third eye is open and their pineal gland is, you know, fully functional and not encrusted in fluoride. Whatever, but they claim to be all spiritual and, you know, all knowing, and they act like they're the ones that are acting like a bunch of juggalos, you know, acting like a bunch of Neanderthals, you know, no sophistication, no critical thinking, and just they all act like one unit, like if they were all carved out of the same block of stone, and with the same answers, the same responses. Everything was about my title. Everything was about specifically about the alpha male, and that. You know, how can I put out a podcast when it has nothing to do with Buddhism or whatever? This is not so much a Buddhist podcast. This is just a podcast on many. Like, if you look at my podcast, it's very, very diverse. I cover Alexander the Great, Hannibal, vaccines, battle rap. I mean, I cover everything because I want to keep it interesting. Okay? That's kind of like what I was saying from the beginning. Like, if you stay in the same routine and the same thing over and over again, it becomes boring. So this is my expression, and I'm into like a lot of different things and a lot of different topics and subjects just to keep life interesting and refreshing and knowledgeable. Again, that whole 360-degree view of things that you really should have, you know, so that you have a mastery of life and mastery and understanding of yourself from within and the environment that's without, you know, outside of yourself where you can integrate both. Very, very important to do that. And really one of the only ways to do that, or the best ways to do that, is to be eclectic and have an understanding of a lot of different subjects and disciplines. So it's really important. But yeah, man, Reddit's a real trip, man. You know, it would be interesting for you to go in there. And I'm not saying troll, but just go in there and just drop a few comments or go into some of the Buddhist or Taoist rooms over there and you'll kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about. It's just, it's interesting how soft some people are. So back to having diversity in your day and just having, just switching up and rolling, as I call it, rolling in the mud, just to change up your day. If you don't do that, what's going to happen is you end up in a situation, in a scenario like that movie Groundhog Day with Murphy, what's his name? Bill Murray, Groundhog Day. Really great movie. And the dude, basically, if you've never seen Groundhog Day, is that he basically lives the same day over and over again. And after like the second or third time, he realizes, you know, he looks out the window and sees a guy slip on the ice and fall for the third time. And he realizes, dude, I'm living the same day over and over again. So he gets so out of whack that he tries to kill himself. He's sitting in the bathtub full of water and he has a toaster and he just drops the toaster, you know, into the bathtub, and then he goes to the window again, sees the guy slip and fall on the ice again and over again. And I guess at the end he gets out of it. I forget what he does, but it's a really interesting movie if you want. They don't make movies like that anymore. They don't make good movies anymore, really, you know. But yeah, if you just have that same existence and you're going to be one of these gilded monks sitting up on the mountaintop with your spiritual helmet on, I mean, and you live that day after day after day, it's going to get pretty boring and pretty routine. So, yeah, another thing that I suggest that you do just to keep life interesting is it's a good practice. Like, I myself personally, like, let's say I'm going to walk my dog, right? And I walk around the same neighborhood and we go around the same blocks. And, you know, there's a few different neighborhoods near where I live. So, you know, a couple of times I would take her to the store with me too. There's a Whole Foods near me and, you know, Wegmans and different stores around me. So one time I noticed I took her to the Whole Foods, which is a different neighborhood from where I live. And when I hopped out of my truck to take her for a walk, she was just, in, you know, like lit up. She was so stimulated by this new environment that she was in. Her tail was wagging and her eyes lit up and she was so excited. I have a black lab, Labrador Retriever. She's awesome. And really super intelligent. So we're walking and she's just looking and sniffing and just, I could see she's so stimulated by her environment because she's in a place she's never seen before. And, you know, sometimes you can learn by watching your pets or animals. I mean, she was just so, so lit up by this, and I was so excited. And, you know, I noticed it with myself, too, that it's a good idea sometimes to just break your routine and walk down a different street that you haven't walked on before. Or get a cup of coffee at a coffee shop outside of your neighborhood and just walk around and, you know, buy a pack of potato chips or whatever and just kind of walk down Main Street and, you know, look at the shops and just walk around. And just be in a different environment for some different stimulation. Hear different sounds and smells and sights. And it's interesting. You know, if you have, public parks or, you know, state parks that you have around you, some of these big state parks, it's nice to just drive over there and just walk around and be exposed to different stimuli from your environment. Now, to take it to the next level, it's really nice if you have the ability to travel and just see different countries and travel around the world, if you can do that. But if not, and that's why when I get a chance, I like to try to travel. I've been to a few different countries. And I started actually traveling when I was 22 years old. I left the United States and I went to Asia. And I was there for like 4 months. On my own, I was 22 years old with $4,000 in my shoe. And $4,000 in hundreds for exchange rate purposes. For those of you who travel know what I'm talking about, get a better exchange rate with $100 bills. But I was 22, didn't know a soul over there, and I just went, and it changed my whole life. You know, my life has never been the same since I did that. It just opened up my eyes, and I just ran with it, man. It was amazing just to be able to do that, to get out of the ghetto and just go to Asia. It just completely changed my whole paradigm, you know, changed my personality and everything. I'm the same person, but it really is good if you can do that. But if you're not fortunate enough and you're in a situation where you can't, you know, leave the United States or you can't travel abroad, fine. Just find things to stimulate you in different environments around where you live, different parks, beaches, just different places, you know. You don't want to go running around bad neighborhoods and stuff like that. You want to go to places that you know that are interesting and stimulating, you know, like I said, different beaches and different boardwalks or, you know, little shopping areas, different shopping malls. You know, they could be interesting, you know, because it's a different environment in a different place. And it just keeps life interesting and stimulating. Like I said, the way my dog reacted, basically, that's the way we react too, because we're sentient, intelligent beings and we respond to our environment. So if you have the same environment day after day, it gets kind of mundane and routine. So you want to kind of break out of that sometimes. You know, and it's another thing. There's people, they get into the habit that they go to bed every day at 11:30. They watch the news and, you know, whatever, and read this and do that and have some juice and then warm milk. And then they go to sleep and wake up the same. But every day, pick a night and stay up, break night, stay up all night, you know, stay up until 3 a.m. just watching dumb YouTube videos. Well, just something just to get out of the normal routine, you know, because you need that to just fire different neurons in your brain. You know, if you get repetitive, those same neurons keep firing and there's no variety in your life. So it's important. I think I went on enough about that, huh? So, yeah, let's see what else we got here. I myself, one of my favorite things to do is I like to go to New York City and walk around because it's probably the greatest city anywhere. But like I said, Paris made a big impression on me, to be honest, and Rome. But New York is an awesome city, man. To just walk around, just the sights and the sounds and the food and just the different neighborhoods. You got Chinatown and you got Central Park and you got Union Square. You know, you got West 4th Street, you know, Washington Square Park. And New York is freaking amazing. So if you live anywhere near New York, man, make it a point, go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The suggested entry fee is $20, but I tell them I suggest a dollar because it says $20 entrance fee, suggested. I tell them I suggest a dollar and I put a dollar down. But it's one of the greatest museums on the planet. So if you live anywhere near New York City, make it a point to get into the city and really, you know, really just enjoy it, man, and just immerse yourself with the city because it's New York is the shit. And it's important to never take life too seriously. I mean, when it comes to your career and the things that you do day to day, of course you got to take them seriously. Your job, your responsibilities, you know, taking care of your family, paying your bills, being kind and courteous to others, helping people when you can. Of course, you have to do all of that. But it's very important, you know, to just pick certain moments or whatever and just be silly, you know. I always say that you have to keep the little kid inside of you alive. The minute the little kid inside of you dies, you become old. You got to think about that one. There's people that are way too serious about their life. You might do some dumb stuff, like you might, you know, poke your face in a cake and get cream on your face, or just, you know, whatever. Just do some dumb shit with some food, or stick a straw up your nose or something like that. Oh, he's trying to be funny. Look how stupid he is. You know what? The minute, like I said, the minute that that little kid in you dies, you become old. You know, keep that little kid inside of you, you know, tucked in there where he kind of has a little nurturing and still has a place to be. Because you know what? The same person you were when you were 5 years old is the same person you are today. The only difference is days and a couple of years and time and everything like that. But the same exact person. And people take themselves way, way too seriously. They feel that they are their degree. They might be an MD or a PhD. And I'm a PhD. And I'm, you know what? You put your pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. The only thing is you have a couple of letters after your name. Yeah, you studied more. Maybe you make more money. Maybe you have a higher position in life. But you know what? You're going to die just the way we all do. You're born and you die. So everything that you do from the cradle to the grave, that whole time, is a gift, okay? So enjoy it and relish it, you know. Don't take life way too seriously because it's too short, man, and it's something that you want to unfold like a gift every day. Every morning when you open up your eyes, you know, this is a new opportunity for you to learn more stuff. My saying that I live by, really, is carpe diem, which is Latin for seize the day. The Romans would say that before they went into battle. And when you think about it, a lot of people have no idea how much a day has to offer or how much you can unfold from one day, what a day can do for you. So it's very important to have that perspective on life. Carpe diem, seize the day. My son likes that one a lot. So, yeah, let's see. That's bringing me up to about a half hour on this podcast. Yeah, I just wanted to get this one out because, like I said, I was going kind of deep on my last few podcasts, going real deep spiritual and, you know, kind of going over the self and just different things, that spiritual topics that, you know, kind of serious. So the balance of that is you have to kind of, like I said, throw life a curveball and just have some variation and variety in your life and just have some silly time, some downtime, you know, listen to, you know, some rap music or battle rap or just something completely, you know, Adult Swim, you know, whatever. Play Xbox all day if that's what you're into. Just take a weekend and just play Xbox the whole weekend. So what? You need it because what it does is it gives you a fresh perspective when you come back. And it helps you to get recentered because you have an appreciation for the thing that, you know, your normal routine when you move away from it and you come back to it, you have a fresh appreciation for it. And honestly, sometimes when you throw that curveball or do something different, you'll get an epiphany of back to your spiritual life, something different just because you're out of that paradigm and you're coming. It resets your brain in a certain way. It's hard to explain, but you really, really need to do that because you don't want to live in a Groundhog Day world, you know, where everything is just repetitive over and over again. So I'm reaching here up on 30 minutes. And yeah, I appreciate, you know, everyone listening. I'd like to get feedback and, you know, see if the direction of the show is something that you guys are appreciating, because initially, like I said, on my first few shows, many of my first shows, I used to have a lot of YouTube clips and other speakers and stuff like that. But right now, I feel my expression is pretty good, and I'm getting to the point where my last Actually, my last seven shows, my last seven episodes that I did, all made my top 10. And I've been out for like 6 months, but they made my top 10 list, and they've only been out for like 3 weeks. And the last one that I put out, episode 74, made it to my top 10, and I only did that like 4 days ago. So I'm getting, you know, more listeners, which is great. And I'm blowing up on Spotify for some reason. And iTunes. I'm doing pretty good. But Spotify is half my listeners. So Spotify people, holla at me and let me know what you think about the show. All of my listeners. So that about wraps it up. I'm hitting 30 minutes here. Namaste, and thank you for listening. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And my subreddit is reddit.com/r/ Alpha Male Buddhist. That's my subreddit where you can comment and interact with other listeners, and it's a great forum to sit and have an open dialogue. So again, thank you for listening, and namaste.